Boker Tov, and welcome to our continuing series in the study of Daf Yomi. We're in Masechet Moed Katan at the very, very end of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah that we are still discussing made the general statement, Neshamru Shabbat Olam Einam Afseket, that Shabbat counts as one of the days of Avilut, and it does not interrupt Avilut. Now we're going to discuss the question about Avilut on Shabbat itself. And here, the Gemara raises an issue which is the subject of much dispute among the Rishonim how to understand it, and that is whether there's Avilut b'Shabbat. The Ramban understood that what this means is Avilut b'Shabbat would mean full regular Avilut, including public displays. However, most of the Rishonim understood that the question of Avilut b'Shabbat means privately does a person maintain the behavior of an Avel on Shabbat. In any case, Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Galila. So between Yehuda and Galil, Hani Amri, Yesh Avilut b'Shabbat, v'Hani Amri in Avilut b'Shabbat. There's a dispute between the two regions in Israel whether there's Avilut b'Shabbat. Let's see what the argument was. Why did they say there is Avilut? Tani Ola, because they said Shabbat counts towards Avilut. Must be that you are in Avel. Mandamar in Avilut b'Shabbat, the opposite position. Learned it also from our Mishnah, the Tani, and I'm of second, because it said, Shabbat does not interrupt. Because if you would think that there really is Avilut b'Shabbat, Hashta Avilut Naga Afsukim Ibaya, so if Avilut is in practice, then why do you have to tell me that it doesn't interrupt? Hey, obviously, if it's in practice, it's not going to interrupt. Velak Tani Ola, so then how would those who say there is no Avilut b'Shabbat answer the fact that it says Shabbat counts? The answer is, I did the kavoy lemina seif einam olim, because relative to the regalim that it says do not count, tanaresha ola, what we call parallel construction, says Shabbat ola. L'mandam ayesh avilut b'Shabbat, and according to the opposite position, it says avilut does count, we practice avilut b'Shabbat. Haktani einam afseket, it says that it doesn't interrupt, which implies, but it does not, is not practiced. Mishum l'kavoy lemina seif einam afsekin, and again, parallel construction, because it says the regalim do interrupt, Shabbat doesn't interrupt. Good. Now, lema ketanoi, there is a suggestion made that this dispute about Avilut b'Shabbat goes back to a dispute among the Tanaim. It goes as follows. Mishum etol mutol lefanav. One whose dead relative is in front of them, meaning they have to bury them, but they literally are in front of them to be buried. Ochel b'vayit acher. You're not allowed to eat in his presence. You have to go to another room. If you have no other room, you go to another house and have someone else watch the body. If you have nowhere else to eat, so build some sort of a barrier between you and the mate of 10 tfachim high. If you have no materials to make a machitza, so you turn away from the body and eat. He does not eat in a luxurious manner. He avoids meat and wine. Doesn't say any brachot, doesn't bench, they can't include him in brachat hamazon, they can't include him in zimun. He's exempt from shema and tefillah and tefillin and all mitzvot in the Torah. That's during the week. And this is a class of someone who is called an onein, someone who has had one of the relatives die and has not yet buried them. They are totally focused on the burial and are exempt from all the mitzvot. Uva Shabbat, but what does he do on Shabbat? Meisev v'ochel v'ochel basar v'shotei yayin. So he eats regularly and eats meat, and drinks wine. V'varech mezamen v'varechim mezamnin alav. He eats brachot. He's included in brachot. V'chayav v'kriyat shema mitfilah tefillin kol mitzvot amar patrayi. He's obligated in all the mitzvot. Now notice all the examples given here are mitzvot that are of a public nature, involved with the brachot and tefillah, etc. Tefillin is a little bit of a what we call a shigras lashon. It's mentioned because tefillah and kriyat shema are mentioned. There is no tefillah on Shabbat, of course. Ban Gamliel Omer, he says a little bit differently. Mitoch shenitchayei be'elu nitchayei be'kulan. Since he's obligated on Shabbat to say shema, he's obligated in all the mitzvot. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan famously commented on this comment of Rabbi Gamliel. Tashmish Amita Yigimanayu. The machloka between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tana Kama is Tashmish Amita, meaning private things. According to the Tanakam, as I mentioned, he listed all sorts of things that are of public nature that a person is chayv to do on Shabbat. Privately, he maintains his avilut. Rabbi Gamliel says, since he's chayav in those, he's chayav in all, which means he is obligated in Tashmish Amita. So now, Our assumption is that this machloket about private behavior on Shabbat when you're an onain, and the dispute about whether it continues or not, Tanakhama says it doesn't, Gamliel says it doesn't, is the same machloket about avilu peshabbat. We thought so. My love, Bahakami Palgi, isn't this not the machloket? The Mar Savar Yeshavilu peshabbat, the Mar Savar Ein Avilu peshabbat. Right? The Tanakhama holds Yeshavilu peshabbat. It's only public things that you continue to do. And Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Avilu peshabbat. Mimai, who says that's the machloket? Tomar Kamlo Kamar Tanakhama Hata. Maybe the Tanakhama, therefore, bad Tashu Shamita. Sure, the meto mutalafanav, because you haven't yet buried the dead. Aval hacha, they meto mutalafanav, but in our case, where he's already been buried, and you're in the middle of avilut, lo, perhaps he wouldn't say that. V'yad kam lo kamar v'gamliel hatam, and perhaps v'gamliel only says that tashvish amitaz is permitted, zakat edochal avilut aleh, because you're not formally in avel until the burial. Aval hacha, dochal avilut aleh achinami, but now, in our case, you are in avel, perhaps you are not allowed to have tashvish amitaz. Good. So, ba minei Rabbi Yochanan mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan sent a message to Shmuel asking him, Yesh avilut b'shabbat or ein avilut b'shabbat? What's the ruling? Marle ein avilut b'shabbat. That was Shmuel's rule. So now, Yat Rabbanan Kamedra Papa, v'kami mishmei to Shmuel. They quoted Shmuel as saying something the following. Avel sheshimesh mitato b'mei avlo chayav mita. This is a bit hyperbolic, but he says an avel who has relations with his wife during the week of avilut is chayav mita. So Amalur Papa, Papa corrected this. Asur itmar. What was said was not chayav mitah, but just asur. You're not allowed to. Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan itmar. By the way, it was not said in Shmuel's name, but rather in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Mishmielach Mishmed Shmuel. If you heard something in Shmuel's name about somebody, an avel doing something inappropriate, being chayav mitah, hachishmielachu. It should have been this state. Tachlif Maravim Yamar Shmuel Avel Shlo Parav Veshlo Pireim. An avel who did not let his hair grow and did not tear his clothes, chayav mitah. How do we know that? Shinemar, Moshe says to Aharon, Roshechem al tifrau, v'gdechem lo tifromu v'lo tamutu. Now, simple pshat in the pasuk, Moshe is saying, don't let your hair grow and don't cut your clothes so that you will not die for violating the Kodesh. But the way he reads it is, ha'acher shelo parav shelo pirem, chayav mitah. That the way we read Moshe is to say, don't let your hair grow long, and don't cut your clothes, and don't worry, you won't be chayav mitah, because another avel would be chayav mitah for that. Good. Amar Afram bar Papa Atana bar Avel Rabati. We have a statement in Masachet Avel Rabati, one of the Masachet Tanot. Avel asur l'shamesh mitato b'mei avlo. He's not allowed to have relations during that week. Maseh b'chad shamesh mitato b'mei avlo v'shamtu chazirim et kriyato. There's a story about a guy who violated that. In the end, pigs rooted through his dead body. He had a very bad end. And now we have a comparison of those things which are obligatory on Shabbat of Avilut to suspend, that is, as opposed to things that are voluntary. Amar Shmuel, Pachaz Chova, Neter Reshut. What does that stand for? Pachaz is Priyat HaRosh, meaning you have to uncover the covering over your head. You wear as an avel. Chazarat Kerol Achorav, that's the Chet. You have to take the torn garment and turn it backwards so nobody can see the rip. Our change of clothes. Zekifat amita. The Zion is picking the bed back up. Right? Not kfiat amita, but zekifat amita. Chova. Those are obligatory. Ni'ilata sandal. What's the nun? The nun is putting on shoes. Tashmish amita. That's the ta. Family relations. Rechitzat yadam v'raglaim. And the resh is washing. V'chamin arvit. To wash in warm water before Shabbat. That is reshut. In other words, a person who's an avel does not need to engage in those things on Shabbat if he does not want to. Now, in case of Rechitza, just before Shabbat, that's Shmuel. For Rav Amar, Av Priyat HaRosh Reshut. He says it's not 3 and 3, it's 2 and 4. That the only two things that you're obligated to do are to turn your kara around and to pick the beds up, because those are things that people see. But as far as Priyat HaRosh goes, you could keep your hair covered. Why does Rav say that? Shmuel, Maishan Ilata Sandal de Reshut, Delav Kuli Amar, Vidi Desai Misanayu. So what's Shmuel's reasoning? Why does he say that changing, you're putting on shoes is voluntary? Because not everybody walks around in shoes. So you walk around not in shoes, it doesn't mean that you're an avel. It just means you're not wearing shoes. Av priyat harosh, the same thing should apply to head covering. Namilav kuleyama avidi de megalu rishai. Not everybody walks around with their head uncovered. And so if your hair is covered, it doesn't mean you're an avel. It just means you're covering your hair. So the answer is Shmuel tamed amar Shmuel kol kara she'ino mashat chimu meno kara. Shmuel had two statements about avilut. One of them we're going to double back to in a minute, which is that if you tear kriya, not at the time of the intense pain of awareness or hearing about the death, but rather at some other point, it's not a kriya. And the part we care about is v'chol atifa she'ena kativat yishmaelim, any covering which is not like the covering of the Arabs, ena atifa. That doesn't count as atifa, which means that the kind of atifa that an avel has during the week, we don't practice this anymore, the kind of atifa that an avel has during the week is the kind that is very severe and very obvious, and nobody else wears that ever. Therefore, if he would keep that on, everyone would know he was an avel. Machter of Nachman, Rav Nachman, the student of Shmuel, showed what this means, atifat Yishmaelim, ad gove de dikna, all the way until the bones near the beard. Now, you really cover your whole face like a veil and wrap it around. So good. Amar Yaakov, by the way, the atifat rosh issue is only if you don't have shoes on. Let's say you put the shoes on, but you kept your head covered. The fact you have shoes on proves that you're not practicing full avilut. So then it's okay to keep your head covered, even with this intense hair cover. Now, Shmuel said, Kol kera she'enu mashat chimum eno kera. He said that any kriya that's done when not during the moment of intense pain is not a kriya. Va'amrule the Shmuel. One time they told Shmuel, of course it's only once, Nachnav she'de Rav. When Rav had died, they told Shmuel the Rav died. Karale treis armani, he tore 12 of his garments. Amar azal gavar damistafina mine, the one who I really feared is gone. Amrle the Rabbi Yochanan, in parallel in Eretz Yisrael, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Nachnav she'd Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, elder of his, karale tleisar itzli milta, he tore 13 garments. Amar azal gavar damistafina mine, this man who I feared has gone. In other words, he tore them several times, so that tearing doesn't have to be b'shat chimum. The kriya could be as a formal kind of recognition of the death. The answer is, it's not the case. Shani Rabbanan, it's the rabbis are different. Kevan d'chol shayta midkir ishmatayu, because they're always mentioning their colleagues' names when they're mentioning things that they taught, things they heard from them. So k'shat chimum dami. Every time you do that, it brings up the intense pain. And so every time you taught kriya, it really was an intense pain. Now, Amar le Rav Ravin bar Anda l'Rav. Told Rava, Amar Tamidcha Rav Amram. Amram said the following, Tanya, Avel Kol Shiva Kor Olefanav. An Avel has to keep his kara in front of him, the torn part in front of him. Baal Achlif Machlif, if he has to change clothes, he changes clothes. V'korea, it has to tear that garment too. V'Shabbat Kor Olacharav. On Shabbat, the kara is in back. He has to move it so he can't see it. Balachlif, machlif, and he wants to change clothes, he may. Ve'eno korea, he doesn't tear that new garment. Right? So that means that when you're putting on a new garment, you're tearing again, during the week, that is, and there's not shat chimum. Tanya'i b'chvor avivimo, that's talking specifically about parents, and he's tearing the kriya the second time to show kovod for his parents. Nobody should walk in and see him mourning for his parents in untorn clothes. Otan kray mitachin o'en mitachin. Now, per tangential question, is these second, the third, and fourth, all the later krayim that a person makes, are they able to be sewn up again? We saw yesterday that the tears that are done for parents can never be resewn. So what about these extra tears that are done? The answer is that we have a machloket. Pligi ba'avua de Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya's father, Ubar Kapara. Charamar imitachin v'charamar mitachin. Now, machloket, whether they can be resewn. At this time, davur Rav Hoshaya damar ein mitachin. We assume it's Rav Hoshaya's father who said ein mitachin. Why damar Rav Hoshaya mitachin? Rav Hoshaya himself said, you can't sew them up. Miman shmielei, so who did the father hear it from? Lav mi avua? I mean, didn't Rav Hoshaya hear it from his father? Lo, mi bar kapara rabbe shmielei. He heard it from Rav Kapara, who was his rebbe. So, in other words, it could be bar kapara said, it could be that Rav Hoshaya's father said it. Avel is allowed to be carried around in a bed in his around his house. Abaye found Rav Yosef on Shabbos wearing a garment over his head. Shabbat of Avilut. Walking around his house. Don't you hold that Avilut for Shabbat is not practiced? Rav Yochanan said that things that are in private continue, meaning the practices of Avilut that are private, meaning things you do in your own house, are continued. That, by the way, throws a whole monkey wrench into the original question of Avilut per Shabbat, because it sounds now as if the question about Avilut per Shabbat or not is referring to public Avilut. Because indeed we rule that ain't avilut b'shabbat, and yet dvarim shebitzina, for our private things, are knowing. Now, the end of our Mishnah had a dispute between Rabbi Elazar on one hand, Rabbi Gamliel on the other, and Chacham in the middle about which days count. Eliezer remembers Shchar Beit Hamikdash Hatzarik Shabbat. Good. Rav Gilam Bar Menashe Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. So he said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, which is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shavuot and Sukkot and Pesach are all mafsi. That, by the way, is the halacha in practice. Vikin of Avli Had the Rav Gilam Bar Menashe, or there are some who said that Rav Gilam Bar Menashe said halacha is like. He wasn't referring to this statement, but rather a different statement about Avilut, but authored by a whole different Tana, which is Kol Shloshim Yom Tinok Yotzei Bachek. If a baby Lo Aleinu dies within 30 days, he's just carried out in the arms of the parent. V'nikbar b'yishachat u'shnei anashim. And you have no crowd comes. You have one woman goes out, two men go out. They mourn for him. They bury him. They don't really mourn for him. Aval lo b'yishachat u'shnei anashim. We don't allow one man and two women because of the problem of yichud. This is Abba Shaul's approach, that at a time of this kind of sadness, we're not afraid of, we're not concerned with two women and one man about yichud. Good. In such a case, they don't have the shura, the two rows, when you come back from the funeral, from the grave. All of those formal recitations that are made when returning from the kever. Now that's up until 30 days. Ben Shloshim, once he's 30 days old, you'd say Bedluskama, he's taken out in like a bag. If you don't marlo Bedluskama and tell it because if not a big one, Elohim tell it by Gapaim, one that's carried in your hands. Dimalava Shura, but we do have the Shura, Milava Chata Vilin Tanchumia Vilim, all those formal recitations happen. And Shnemasar Chodesh, if he's already a year old, you'd say Mita, then it's a regular burial and a beer. Kiva Omer, Hu ben shana v'rav mikiven shtayim, if he's a year old, but he's as big as a two-year-old. Or hu ben shtayim v'rav kiven shana, if he's 2 years old, even though he's built like a one-year-old, yotzei b'mita. But not a regular one-year-old. He either has to be big or older than that to have a regular burial. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar mer, yotzei b'mita, rabbi matzivin alav. Eino yotzei b'mita, in rabbi matzivim alav. Alright, so if he's taken out in the bier, then the public comes out and they mourn. Matzivim is like mitzarim, they're sad for him. But if not, then it's a very quick, quiet funeral. If people knew who he was, then people come and they visit the Avel, right? Fine. But if it's a little kid and nobody even knew he was newly born and people had not paid attention to him, then people do not come and visit. What's the deal about Hesped? At what age do you do a Hesped? A eulogy. Meir b'shemer b'shmuel omer anim b'nei shalosh. So if the poor families, the minute the kid is 3 years old and pass away, they have hesped ashirim b'nei chamesh. The wealthy ones when they're five, because the poor ones really relied on kids more for sustaining the household. Reino had a different statement in the name of b'shmuel anim b'nei chamesh ashirim b'nei shesh. Instead of 3 and 5, it was 5 and 6. B'nei zkenim kivnei anim, and the children of old people are like Bnei Anim, that they mourn for them even when they're younger. And here is the statement of Rav Menashe, Halacha ke Rav Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The Halacha follows Rav Yehuda, that the ages are a little bit elevated, 5 and 6 instead of 3 and 5. Good. Dash Rabbi Anani Bar Sasona Pitcha de Venesia. So he got into the front of the door of the Venesia and gave the following drasha. Yom echad lifnei atzeret va'atzeret. Let's say that a funeral takes place the day before Shavuot. So that day counts as 7, and Shavuot, which is one day, counts as 7. Harei kan arba'asat, that's 14 days. So the day after Shavuot, you have, of course, you're out of Shiva. So you rule like Beit Hillel, that even one day before the regal, that's it. That day counts as 7. Shavuot counts as 7. We'll see why in a minute. So you got another 16 days. Shama Rabbi Ami va'akpid. So Rabbi Ami heard this, and he was upset, not because it was wrong, but because this rabbi was taking credit for an earlier statement. Amar Atu Didehi, that's his statement. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, that's a statement of the early Amar, Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Shaya. Dasha Yitzchak Nafcha Kila de Resh Galuta. He came to the tent of the Resh Galuta, and he said, Yom Echad Lifnei Atzeret V'Atzeret Reikar Arba'asar. Same thing. Shama Rav Sheshet Yikpad. Rav Sheshet heard this, and he was upset. Amar Atu Didehi, he's taking credit for this. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, that was, again, the same authority. His idea is, Rav Shaya never said that direct thing, but he said the material with which, based upon which these later Amoraim were arguing their case. What did he say? How do I know that Atzeret yesh la tashlumin kol shiva, that Shavuot, you could bring the Korban Chagiga for 7 days? How do I know? Shenemar in Pasuk number 2 on the page. Shalosh u'galim tachogli b'ashana, you keep 3, shalosh pamim b'ashana, you achol z'churcha p'nei Adonai nevacha, makom shivchar, 3 times you come up. What are they? Chag Matzot, Chag Shavuot, and Chag Sukkot. Good. What do we do with that? So just like Matzot, you have 7 days to bring the korban. So Shavuot, you have 7 days to bring the korban. That, by the way, is the source for the minig in many, many communities. Not to say Tachnun until the 12th of Sivan, the end of 7 days of Shavuot. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Avya Sava. He took him aside. V'darash, Yom Echad Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So let's play it out now. If we accept Rav Gamliel's ruling, which we do accept, the Rosh Hashanah interrupts the Avelut. And if somebody's buried a day before Rosh Hashanah, Vir Rosh Hashanah, Mekan Arba, so you have 14. Because the one day plus the day of Rosh Hashanah counts as 7 days. That's 14. Ravina Hilkach, Yom Echad Lifnei Achag, V'chag, Ushmini Shalo. So Ravina takes it one step further. If somebody's buried on Erev Sukkot, they have that day which counts as 7. Sukkot is 7 days. And Shmini Atzeret counts as 7 days. Then, Harekan Esrim, V'chad Yom, you have 21 days. 9 more days of Shiva. Ravina equal the Surah Prat. Ravina came to the city of Surah, not the famous Surah, but the Surah on the Prat. Mother of Chaviva and the Surah, the Prat, the Ravina. So a local rabbi said to him, Mar Mar Yom Echad V'Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Arikan Arba'asar. Did you really say that? Mar Lei Anamistavar Korban Gamliel Udamina. What I was trying to say is that I rule a Korban Gamliel that Rosh Hashanah indeed is Mafsik. Tov, we have gotten now to the next Mishnah, which we'll pick up in the next podcast. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, there will be 3 more podcasts, at which point we will complete Masechet Moed Katan. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful day. Amir Tzashem, during the day of Chag HaPesach, day of what we call Erev Pesach, on Monday, we will have the final podcast completing the Masechet.